AM 910, WJCW, Carlin Ellick with you on Tri-Cities Talk Radio. Each Tuesday around this time, we turn to Mr. Well, what shall we call him today? Dennis Whittingham? Let's do that.
Big Daddy Dennis.
Big Daddy Dennis. Okay. AM 910 WJCW welcomes him in from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Dennis. How are you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
Everybody rolling right along here. And you said you wanted to talk today about getting our vehicles ready for the back-to-school season. Of course, some classes have already begun.
Yeah. Some of the counties, well, the school systems, mm-hmm. counties and cities,
right.
started yesterday. And most, if not all of them, are going to start sometime this week.
Right.
And as we know, if you're in a household that has kids, you're going to be doing a lot more driving as the kids head back to school between, of course, school itself and practices and special events and things going on. You're going to be using your vehicle a lot. And now is a great time to make sure that it's going to be up to the task of carrying you on all of these trips. There's nothing worse to have a busy schedule like that and have your vehicle conk out on you.
Mm.
So it's a good time to have a thorough maintenance check of your vehicle done to make sure that all the systems and everything are going to be in good shape for all this driving that you're going to be doing. A good way to do this is if you're close to a scheduled oil change service, is to go ahead and get that done now, because that's going to enable the technician to give your car a good once over when, as doing part of that service. They're going to check everything, belts, hoses, the air filters, things like that, to make sure that everything's in good shape. We've got to keep in mind that not only are you going to be doing all that driving, that also, although they've come down quite a bit, gas prices are still elevated, and you don't want to be using any more gas doing all this driving than you absolutely have to. So there's, as we've discussed in the past, there are several tips that you could do to minimize the amount of gasoline that you're using. So.
All righty. Well, Dennis, you know, one thing you were talking about there, about the stresses that we're going to be putting on our cars and so forth as we go back to school, even folks who do not have kids in school now still are under a lot of the same kind of stresses to the automobile, to the vehicle, because of the heat. I mean, I was thinking, as you were talking about back to school, I was thinking, unless you're incredibly lucky and you're driving a child or a group of children to school and you get in and get out quickly, in all likelihood, you're going to be spending several minutes just sitting there with a load full of people idling in 90-degree heat. This is going to put a big stress on a lot of vehicles, I would think.
You bet. You know, as we get into the latter days of summer and the heat that we've been experiencing up late is extremely hard on your automobile. It's been in this heat all summer long. And all the parts, you know, when on a 90-degree day, your engine compartment temperature is going to be at or above 250 degrees.
Mm.
And so that's a lot of heat. That's a lot of stress on things like coolant system hoses, belts, your serpentine belt, and all these things. And if they're worn out or getting a little older, you need to replace them because they're in fear of failure, which is really going to throw a kink in things for you.
What's your experience with those new vehicles that actually shut off if you idle too long? I don't like them.
No, you know, I'm sitting in traffic, and a truck or a car will pull up beside me and turn off. And I go, wait a minute. You know, being in the car business, you notice things like that. And then as soon as the light changes, oh, yeah, it cranks up and goes again. I've got to wonder, you know, that's a lot of wear and tear on your starter.
A lot of up and down there, yeah.
So I guess they've made arrangements for that, for the starter to take all of that abuse.
So, yeah, I'm wondering if it's a lot of the hybrids. I know electric cars, literally, when you stop, it stops.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but like
yeah.
your regular gas car. But, yeah, that just freaked
it
me
must
out.
Must be a hybrid.
Yeah,
yeah, because you're going to hear one some of the
things
gas
we've one of the things we've discovered here recently, that manufacturers are putting a lot of innovations on cars that even they themselves don't know how to repair if they malfunction.
That makes it fun for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody will come in the shop with a particular problem, and, of course, we subscribe to all of these online services that allows us to track down problems on automobiles. And you go to search for what's caused it or how to fix a particular problem a car's having, and there's nothing there.
Mm.
Thank goodness we've got a thing that is basically a network of nationwide technicians. And when they come across something like this and they find a solution, they'll post it on this board, I'll call it, and other technicians can go on the look and see what somebody else somewhere that's been faced with this problem, what they did about it. And sometimes that's the only way that we can pinpoint what's causing a problem.
How about that Willingham's Dark Web? Dennis Willingham with Precision Tune Auto Care joins us every Tuesday to talk about ways to make sure that our vehicles are running properly and with the most efficiency and the least expense of money, too. So, Dennis, if you will, please, Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program, tell us about your store.
You bet. We're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You don't need an appointment. You can come by any time. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Thank you, sir. We will talk to you next week.
Everybody have a good day.